Right now, let's have our weekly visit with Ron Sanford. He is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thanks, good. Good to be here.
All right, so Ron, let's talk about hurricane prep. It's not as important for us at this moment as it was 24 hours ago, but it's still something that's important for many of our listeners throughout Louisiana, because it looks like Delta is going to hit Louisiana. Somebody's going to get a pretty strong smack from this. What is it that people should do concerning their banking accounts and having cash on hand or things like that?
Well, you're right, Scoot. It does look like we may have dodged another bullet, but that bullet always goes somewhere else when you're talking about storms and making landfall.
Yeah.
Generally, we just thought it was a good idea to put together a few things that, as a bank customer, and, you know, really everybody needs a bank account. Not everybody has one. Just some of the things that you should think about in anticipation of a storm. And frankly, Scoot, with Delta a couple of days ago, I was fearful it was coming right at us, and we were prepared to move, you know, our operations from New Orleans to our third-party processor in Monroe and move people up there. And that always affects how we process information and how you get access to your information.
In an area where the storm actually hits, you know, you can't expect banks to be open.
Exactly.
But ATMs will be open, right? I mean, ATMs will be operating.
They will be if they have power.
Right, of course.
And even if they have power, they might not have network access to show what your balance is and how much money you've got availability to withdraw. So banks have procedures for that. They go into stand-in mode where they'll be able to look to the last balance you had, and you'll be able to get some access. But that speaks to the topic that, Scoot, in a disaster like that, cash is king. So make sure as a consumer that you withdraw and have an appropriate amount of cash before the storm hits, especially if it comes in worse than people thought it did. But a couple of other things. Make sure that you're signed up for mobile banking and online banking, because really today with power and access to the Internet, you can bank from anywhere. You count on your bank that they'll keep their systems running even if they have to move them to a different location. And if you have mobile banking and online banking, then you can bank. Also, make sure that you follow your institution on social media, and they'll announce where they're open, where they're not, if their hours of operation are impacted, any other special alerts that you may need to be aware of. So, you know, do that before the storm comes.
Because we think about, you know, filling up the car and getting water and getting non-perishable items, but, you know, it would be good to have a little cash on hand in the event that you're not going to be able to get cash and people can't do any kind of electronic transactions.
Exactly. And I can tell you firsthand, I've evacuated before when I pulled over to a service station and the service station was open, but they couldn't take credit cards. So if you didn't have cash, you couldn't fill up. It always makes sense. You know, and speaking of cash, a lot of people, when they're leaving town in the past, and now we try to prevent that, drop off a deposit at the night depository box at your bank, or deposit a check in an ATM on your way out. If the area floods or there's a tornado or something like that, that's not going to do the trick. Nobody's going to be able to tell that you did that. So if you do need to make a deposit, the best thing is to do it over your phone. Secondarily is to go to an ATM that accepts deposits and takes an image of that deposit, of that check. And
when it comes to identity theft, has that increased or has that decreased overall? Are there more things in place to discourage people from trying to do that?
There are. Scoot, you think back to the whole purpose of the chip card, that pretty much everybody now has chip cards, was to try to discourage fraud and stolen credit cards and stolen credit card numbers. And it is doing a good job of that, although the fraudsters have as much energy as the normal people and seem to figure out a way to bypass things as soon as you put it in. But I think we're doing a pretty good job of trying to hold that down in this day and age. Yeah. And another thing on the hurricane side, Make sure if you have a safe deposit box and you have contents, whatever your contents are, that you get in there and double bag. Put those contents in baggies because those things will flood. They'll take on water, and they are not FDIC insured, the contents of your safe deposit box. So make sure you waterproof them yourself and put them in a baggie. And I always say you should get the highest night deposit, a safe deposit box that you can when you walk into the vault if you're going to rent.
You know,
one.
That is not, Ron, I would have never thought of that. Not that I have anything valuable enough to put in a safety deposit box, but if I had, I would not have thought to get one that might be less prone to flooding or to make sure that I went there and put stuff in plastic bags.
Absolutely. You really need to be cognizant of that because we've seen, especially after Katrina and so many locations took on water here, that the items were just destroyed. You couldn't even tell what they were. You can also buy insurance for the contents in those boxes at a pretty reasonable cost. But just a reminder, they're not insured by the bank or the FDIC.
Ron, you talked in the very beginning about how not everybody has a bank account. I can't imagine not having a bank account. I have a bank account, and my struggle throughout my life has been to just try to make it bigger. And it's not always easy to make your bank account bigger.
It's very difficult. Savings
it's
accounts
tough.
help a little bit. And you know, Scoot, there are, most banks use systems that will check if you go in to open an account, and you've ever closed an account before where you had a negative balance and the bank lost money on that account. They track that. And so if you try to open another account down the road, many banks will not accept you as a new depositor. So that's a trouble that some people have had in maintaining a bank account. Some banks, and I'll mention ours, have second chance checking products where they will give you an opportunity to redeem yourself even if you've had that kind of charge off in the past.
All right. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, once again, thank you for your time. Have a great afternoon, sir.
You do the same.
All right.